Good morning. The American right faces the new political order with some handicaps. Compared to the 1950s, we suffer from several deficits. First, despite each school class named as the greatest generation, they graduate with less knowledge than the previous one. The 1950s were the heydays of adult self-improvement, such as the Great Books Program and the study of major works such as Will Durant's The Story of Civilization. The higher level of secondary and post-secondary education was a foundation for these studies. This is missing today. From the 1950s, there were a number of serious authors who challenged the growing collectivist ideology. To name a few, there were William F. Buckley, Russell Kirk, John Lukacs, Felix Morley, Frank Meyer, Frank Chodorov, George Crocker, Henry Hazlitt, who was succeeded at Newsweek by Milton Friedman. Their articles were literate and challenging. Aside from George Will, there are no comparable columnists today. Most that are published are subpar. They're not able to engage the literate and common sense readers of the press. The field is left unchallenged and in command of our opponents. The New York Times and the Washington Post each must have an editor to select their so-called conservative columnist who are to tell us what we are allowed to think and what our new principles are. I do not thank them for their service. Despite the dominance of the universities by the left, many thoughtful graduate students are being produced and hopefully will find places in the universities. These fine younger scholars are the products of the decades-long programs of the Institute for Humane Studies, Earhart Foundation, and the Intercollegiate Studies Institute. But their future growth and contributions are handicapped by the lack of quality authors and columnists. Their contests with academic colleagues would be aided by the return of literate and talented columnists. The columnists' reinforcement from the 1950s was very valuable. Among the possibilities to think about is trying to encourage some of the publications of the right not to publish the subprime writers who fill their pages. Empty spaces would be better than the regular abominations which are printed today. Thank you.